You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Greyhound podcast. We're on to the quarterfinals of the William Hill Greyhound Derby. Plenty more action to come at Wimbledon on Tuesday evening. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined by Jonathan Kerr from the Racing Post. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm in great form, Mark. Hectic at the moment, as you can imagine. Third round Saturday, quarterfinals of Tuesday. The Derby really gets real at this point.
It does, and this is where it becomes a real test, isn't it? The quick turnaround. You've got to be a pretty hardy Greyhound to get through this, haven't you?
I would say that the William Hill Derby is probably the toughest greyhound competition in the world. It will hit home tomorrow, but then it will really hit home on Saturday. The semi-final night is traditionally the graveyard, if you like, of early pace dogs. So many over the years have got there looking absolutely bomb-proof and then have bombed on the semi-finals.
Yeah, it's starting to get down to the serious business now. Let's just take a quick look at the outright market in the Derby as a whole before we get stuck into the quarterfinals and a few of the other races at Wimbledon on Tuesday evening as well. JT Jett, 3-1 favourites, 8-1 for Droopy's Roddick, Droopy's Latina, 10s, it's 10-1 for Higher Butt, 12-1 for JT Dutch and Linson Sanchez, 14s for Bally McBrogan and Linson Rocky, 16s or bigger for the others. Rightful favourite for you at the moment, Jonathan?
JT Jett's run on Saturday was absolutely fantastic. I mean, you can't knock it in any way, shape or form. We did 28.01, which is the fastest in the Derby to date. But like a lot of wide runners on Saturday, he did get the run of the race because with so many railers in the heat, there was a lot of crowding on the inside and the wide definitely had an advantage. There were some suggestions from people that the going was favouring wide runners. I just think it was they were all getting solos. You can't crab his performance in any way, shape or form, but it will get tougher. And I don't think 3-1, I think it's a fair price, but I don't think it's outstanding value.
So where is the value in the market then at the moment, Jonathan?
I was watching the reruns on RPG TV on Sunday, and a greyhound that caught my eye was Cloran Paddy for Derby King Charlie Lister. I didn't realise just how well he'd actually run. He got no sort of run at the first or third bends and was well beaten in third behind JT Jett, but I thought was probably value for only maybe being beaten three or four lengths. Now, I was so excited when I saw that, but I looked at his draw in the first quarter final, and that's tough. The compensation is in the price. If somebody hadn't got involved so far in the Derby market, I think him, each way, could be the way to go.
20-1 at the moment for Cloran Paddy in the market there. Any others we should mention before we move on to the races?
I think there's a lot of greyhounds who really have shown what they can do and also shown where things can go wrong for them. I thought Southfield Jock ran ever so well, even though he lost his unbeaten record in the third round, because he was crowded early. My worry again is he could be crowded early in the fourth quarter final. And Higher Butt has been an absolute revelation in the competition so far. Absolute brilliant early pace, and if he keeps that going, he's going to make them all go.
All right, so if I gave you £10 now, Jonathan, and said, what would you back in the Derby at this point? Would it be Cloran Paddy from here?
I think so. I think the competition is still more open than perhaps the front end of the market suggests. So we're definitely looking for a bigger price one. And Cloran Paddy, unexposed, trained by Charlie Lister, ticks a lot of boxes.
Certainly does. Let's get stuck into Tuesday night's action then. We've got 8 races televised on Tuesday night. We'll start with the 4 other televised races, if you like, and then we'll get stuck into the quarterfinals. The first race that we look at, Jonathan, is the 7-11. We've got the youngsters in action here. It's the William Hill Download the App 480 Puppy, an open race for puppies over 480 metres. So who do you side with in race number one?
Well, I like Eskies Champ on the draw here, the sole railer representing Angie Kibble, and went really well in a trial on the 12th of May, clocked 28.69. I think he could get the run of the race on the inside. Bocco's Alfie in 4 has got all sorts of pace, but still very green. Droopy's Missouri won an unraced competition at Hove, but didn't really sparkle in his latest trial. I'm going for 1 Eskies Champ to beat 6 Droopy's Missouri and 4 Bocco's Alfie.
1-6-4 then in the opener for Jonathan. On to the second race that we look at, the 7:26. This one is the William Hill Greyhound's Biggest Sponsor Marathon, an open race over 894 metres. Which of the stayers do you like here?
away from Roxholm Magic in trap six, going to be priced accordingly. Long odds on. Hayley Keatley's pitch is by far and away the top marathon performer in the country at the moment. And really, although she had to work hard to win at Hove recently, where Ribble Atom, who reopposes, was only beaten a couple of lengths, I expect that to be the same forecast in this race, but maybe by a more comfortable margin. A lot of interest will be on who will come third. I'm going to suggest trap three, Wizards of Oz, has a bit of a chance on that department. So I'm going to go for six, Roxholm Magic, to beat two, Ribble Atom, and three, Wizards of Oz.
6-2-3 in the 7:26. Then on to the third race, we look at the 7:43, and this one is the William Hill Hotbox Bet 480 Standard Division 1, an open race over 480 metres. Only five of them in the lineup here as well, Jonathan. We've got trap six vacant for this one.
Yeah, Barricade Bullet withdrawn, unfortunately. I quite fancy Fire Height Tosh from trap four here. Liz McNair's dog made a very early exit from the Derby when drawn one. Inside draws don't really suit him. He's now got a middle seed on him. He'll need to trap, but I think he will trap better from the middle, so I'm going for him as the selection. Trap two, Roswell Iceman, most unfortunate to be knocked out of the Derby, finishing third in one of those heats where only two qualified. He looks the danger. Ebony Fly in three should also go well. Going for four, Fire High Tosh, to beat two, Roswell Iceman, and three, Ebony Flyer.
And moving on to the 7:59 next, this is another one for the stamina-laden greyhounds. William Hill Bet on your mobile, 6.87 stayers, an open race over 687 metres. Who'd you side with in there, Jonathan?
Could be another for the Liz McNair kennel in the shape of Diego Flight, who steps back up in distance. Reached the St. Ledger final last year, but was beaten by Fizzy Pop Buddy, who's also in the lineup here. Now, Diego Flight was knocked out of the Derby in the first round, got carted at the first bend, but did a lot of running late on. He might just be better for this return to six bends, but I think he can go from the front and set a decent standard. Fizzy Pop Buddy has not done much wrong over six bends to date. Also ran in the Derby, won his heat, but much better over a staying trip. He looks the main danger ahead of Billy's Bullet, who did beat him in the Regency, but I don't know, there's just something about the front two in the market here that I think gives them the edge. I'm going to go for trap four, Diego Flight, to beat six, Fizzy Pop Buddy, and one, Billy's Bullet.
4-6-1 there. Then onto the real serious business of the night. Then the four quarter finals up next. The first of them is at 8:16, and obviously we're over the 480 meter trip here. We do have betting on site already as well, and it's joint favourites at the moment in the first of the quarter finals. 9-4 joint favourites: Boyneside Fun and JT Dutch, Linton Rocky 5-2, 9-2 Cloran Paddy, 14s Ballymacdara, and Isla Legal Beagle is 16-1 outsider here. So what do you make of the opening quarter final, Jonathan?
I think this is a really tough race to call, but I'm going to go with trap three, Lenson Rocky, who I think will be much better suited to a middle draw than the one that he ran from when just shaded by reopposing Boyneside Fun in the third round on Saturday. On that occasion, he was moving middle all the way to the bend and not doing himself or his rivals on the outside any favours. I think he can ping out here and make all. Boyneside Fun's been terrific in the competition, actually hasn't put a foot wrong, and you really do have to respect a greyhound with the will to win that he's got. I think he can safely qualify for the semis, which maybe leaves one place up for grabs. And I've already mentioned that I like Cloran Paddy. He's a real strong running dog, probably showing a little bit more early now as well. I think he can shade JT Dutch for that position and still go forward. JT Dutch has run two really good races, but I thought he was a little bit flat at the weekend, and for that reason I'm going to suggest he may get eliminated. I'm going for three, Lenson Rocky, to beat six, Boyneside Fun, and two, Cloran Paddy.
3-6-2 in the opening quarterfinal. Then on to quarterfinal number two next. This is at 8:33, and Southfield Jockey is the 11-8 favourite at the time of recording this. 7-2 joint second favourites, Shane Boy Freddy and Stay Lucky. Blue Cafu next in the market at 4-1. 12s for New Law Ned, and Dragon Overlord is the 16-1 outsider. So are you with Southfield Jockey, Jonathan?
I'm not with Southfield Jock for all that. I thought he ran ever so well in the third round. My worry here is that Blue Cafu in one will move middle straight away. Southfield Jock might be looking for the rails. They could have a big coming together here, and that potentially sets the race up for Shane Boy Freddy in three. Kevin Boonstock will have to trap better than he did in the third round, but one of his best ever career performances came from trap three round here, and he also ran well when beaten from three behind Southfield Jock in the second round. If he comes away on level terms, I think he could get the run of the race. Main danger may be Blue Cafu on the inside on the basis that he's going to be holding Southfield Jock and making things awkward all the way to the bend. But I do think the bravery that Southfield Jock showed in the third round will serve him well here, and he can sneak through to the semi-finals. I go for three Shane Boy Freddy to beat one Blue Cafu and two Southfield Jock.
3-1-2 in quarter-final number two. Then the third quarter is at 8.51, and the market headed for this one by JT Jet, who's even money, 11-4 for Higher Butt, 9-2 Droopy's Latina, Peregrine Falcon 11-2, 14-1 for Be Up Front, and Imperial Express is the 33-1 outsider of the field. So we've got the market leader for the competition in action here. Jonathan, impressive on Saturday last time we saw him. Will we see another sparkling performance here?
We could well do so. Look, and anyone who wants to back him, I wouldn't put them off. All I would say is that he cleared Imperial Express very easily on Saturday. He's not certain to do that this time. On Saturday, JT Jet took a really good start. Imperial Express was slower away. I think Imperial Express does have potential to be a hazard to JT Jet. For that reason, and at the prices, I'm going to look elsewhere. Higher Butt will look to lead on the inside, but I think Peregrine Falcon, who was beaten 2.5 lengths by Higher Butt on Saturday, can get a lot closer this time, and he could just be the value. He actually hit the rails at the first bend when trying to turn a little bit too early and lost valuable momentum. With a possibility of 1 and 2 having a bit of a coming together, Peregrine Falcon could find himself in a very good pitch here. He's a very durable greyhound, and I think he's value. 6 JT Jet has to be included, and I think Higher Butt has another round in him yet. I'm going for trap 3 Peregrine Falcon to beat 6 JT Jet and 1 Higher Butt.
3-6-1 there then, and the last of the quarterfinals comes up at 9.08. The market headed here by Droopy's Roddick at 5-2, 100-30 for Linson Sanchez, 7-2 Ballymac Brogan, California is 9-2, 6-1 Old Joe Golden, and Bubbly Turbo is 13-2. As the betting shows there, Jonathan, this is quite a warm heat, this one, isn't it?
Oh, this isn't just warm, this is red hot. I mean, this is the race of the night, and I'm a bit perturbed that my long-range anti-post fancy Ballymac Brogan has landed in this heat. He's been brilliant in the competition today, but I do fear for him a little bit here. I'm going to suggest that a greyhound has been showing brilliant early pace. Trap 3 Bubbly Turbo will probably lead again and might just benefit from trouble in behind. I don't think he stopped maybe as much as people thought he might have done when shagged by Lenson Sanchez in the third round, and the fact that he's drawn in 3, I think, is better for him than 1 is for Lenson Sanchez. Lenson Sanchez could have a coming together with Droopy's Roddick in 2. I don't like Droopy's Roddick's draw at all. I think the main danger, apart from those three, might come from California, who's set for a really good run on the outside. But if Bubbly Turbo shows the early he's been doing, he can get the run of the race from the front. Go for 3 Bubbly Turbo to beat 1 Lenson Sanchez and 2 Droopy's Roddick.
3-1-2 then. In the last of the quarterfinals, as usual, Jonathan, let's just finish off with a little bit of a next best and a nap selection. Do you have those for Tuesday night?
Well, I'm going to stick to the Derby. I think Shane Boy Freddy is a value nap in the second quarterfinal at 8.33. I think there may have been a little bit of an overreaction to his defeats since the first round victory. And for the next best, I very much like the draw in 3 for Lenson Rocky in the opener at 8.16. So that gets my vote.
Superb. Been a pleasure speaking to you once again, Jonathan. Good luck. Enjoy it on Tuesday night, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again ahead of the semis.
Thanks, Mark. All the best.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.